We're talking today with Heath Sanders with the Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this brand new position for you, canola field specialist. Tell me a little bit about what you're intending to do in this new role with the Great Plains Canola Association.
Thanks, Ron, and very excited to be here. Very excited to be with the Great Plains Canola Association, and basically the canola field specialist position will be out in the field helping farmers, education, assisting in any types of ways that I can with canola production here in the Great Plains. So very excited about it. Educational meetings and basically continue to grow this canola industry here in the Great Plains.
And most certainly a great compliment to what OSU's Josh Bichong is doing as well in his role.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Josh has done an outstanding job. He has a lot of irons in the fire. He covers a lot of territory, and one of those things is I'll be helping, take a little bit of load off of him and allow him to do some other things there at OSU and research and stuff with canola. So we both work out in the field. If you got a drill and it needs calibrated, if you need us to look at something, if Josh can't make it, then, I'll definitely pencil you in to get there and take a look around.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about, maybe back up just a little bit. First of all, talk a little bit about this 2013 harvest that we've had. We're a couple of months past that now for the most part. When you reflect about the crop, it was a troubled crop, but yet it seemed like we did come out at least okay.
That's right. We're in much better shape right now than we were a year ago today. And we had a lot of farmers plant canola. We got just enough rains in some areas to get it up and get it going. Other areas, it either came up or, it ran out of water. It didn't have enough time. Those farms that were able to carry on through the winter and get a little bit of moisture here and there, and then by the time spring came with all the freezes and everything, I think farmers were really just surprised they had something to harvest this year. And I think that goes with the wheat as well. Mm-hmm. But, producers were very pleased with the way that their yields turned out. I had numerous calls on, my stands are not very good, Heath. I'm really looking at letting this go. And I said, don't throw in the towel yet. And those producers that called, I talked to the other day, they said, that made really good. We had some canola that made in the 30s that they didn't even think would have made 10 bushel. Mm-hmm. So I think farmers and agronomists and everyone that's involved with this industry are just, we learn something new every year. We get a curveball thrown. This past year was very adverse. And I think everyone is starting to realize that winter canola and winter wheat go really hand in hand with our weather that we have here in the Great Plains.
Right. Now, given that, we, as you mentioned, we're much better off 2013 today compared to a year ago or 2 years ago, for that matter. As we get ready to plant the 2014 crop in that window coming up, what do guys need to be paying attention to?
The first thing that pops in my mind of urgency is getting their canola insurance written agreements turned in, and all their paperwork's got to be turned in by August the 31st. I believe that's priority number one. Number two is to go ahead and get their seed booked or ordered and get that seed to their farm. I think there's going to be certain varieties, different cultivars and things that may run short. And so I don't think we're going to run out of seed, but if you want to be able to get what you want to plant, then you need to go ahead and get that done right now. Seed bed preparation is extremely important. Unlike last year where we couldn't hardly work any ground or get it ready, this year we've got, tractors that's sitting at the edge of the field for a couple of weeks now. And so guys are trying to get seed bed preparation done. If you're in a no-till management system, residue management is extremely important for this crop, as moving some of that residue out of the way, planting into a good, seed-to-soil contact situation. So that's some things that canola, you've got a month to plant it, and you have to, it's good to get as much as you can get done and prepared before instead of right during the middle of it. And so just knowing what time restraints you're up against, right. It can be done. I mean, and we've got more and more guys doing that this year. in each year.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, last year, I guess, in round numbers, something around 300,000 acres were planted in the Southern Great Plains, two winter canola. Remarkable achievement coming up, you know, in the last 8 to 10 years when we've developed this crop. But a lot of folks are thinking, you know, I heard more than one guy at the Enid July conference, you know, 500,000 acres is a possibility. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, the canola the Canola College and the Canola Conference, extremely wonderful meetings. The attendance was just record at both of them. I don't know if we've got enough seed to plant that much or not. Now, I'm sure, you know, we do, but, you know, I think if you want to be able to plant what you want to plant, then you need to go ahead and get that. As far as I know, we're going to have more acres than we had last year. And you know, I got a call this morning or talking with a guy that there's quite a bit of winter canola going out in northeast Colorado. And so we just keep expanding in different areas. We're going to see more acres here in the Great Plains this year. And I think last year really showed that during all of everything that you could throw at the crop, guys were still able, for the most part, to harvest a pretty decent returnable, profitable crop.
And again, it's that same calendar cycle as winter wheat, and that really gets the interest going, doesn't it?
It does for me. I look at winter wheat and winter canola. Those are winter crops that, you know, that we can grow, and they've got value to them. And being in that sort of a system, it allows us to rotate a grass and a broadleaf crop. And to be honest with you, over the last 2 or 3 years, it has been the only two crops we've been able to grow because of our harsh summers and hot and dryness and drought that we've had. So I think we're going to continue to see more acres. I look forward to working with farmers out in the field, and we're going to continue to grow this industry big here in the Great Plains.
Okay, great.